Speaker, I rise today to advocate passage of H.R. 2213, a bill to provide economic assistance to farm producers for the 2001 crop year. The current farm recession in its fourth year ranks among the deepest in our nation's history, along with the Great Depression, the post-World War I and II recessions, and the financial ruin of the 1980s. There are many factors that contribute to this dismal situation. First, energy prices have skyrocketed, pushing diesel fuel and fertilizer to more than twice last year's prices. Second, overseas markets continue to slump that started with the Asian financial crisis that has been compounded by the steady increasing strength of the dollar abroad. USDA estimates that the value of the dollar is up 25% relative to our customers' currencies and up 40% relative to our competitors' currencies, making our farm commodities significantly less marketable in overseas markets. Finally, tariff charges on our agricultural exports remain high, averaging five times those levied by the U.S. Clearly, additional assistance for our farmers is needed. H.R. 2213 makes a good start on providing such assistance. With the help of the Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussel, in this year's budget, Congress made available funding for FY 2001 and FY 2002, specifically to address the need for the assistance in the 2001 crop year. The legislation before us today makes $5.5 billion available for that purpose. In my opinion, this amount is not sufficient to meet the needs of our producers, and I intend to work further as this bill moves forward through the legislative process to improve that package. But today, the important point is to move the process along. Because the 2001 funds will expire unless delivered to hard-pressed farmers by the end of September, it is imperative that a bill be sent to the President for signature before the August recess. To ensure that outcome, the House must move the legislation this week. Despite its current imperfections, farmers need House passage of H.R. 2213 today. The Agriculture Committee is now in the process of writing a new multi-year farm bill that will end the need for these annual emergency packages. We expect to bring that bill to the floor before the end of the year and hope to have it in place for next year's crop. But today we are dealing with the immediate crisis facing farmers in this year's crop. That's why I'm asking my colleagues to support passage of H.R. 2213. Additionally, Mr. Speaker, it has come to my attention that there are some misconceptions currently being spread about the bill, including one suggesting that H.R. 2213 will extend the Northeast Dairy Compact. This is simply not the case. First of all, dairy compacts are not within the jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee, and therefore not germane to any legislation that our committee would report. And second, there are simply no dairy provisions of any kind in H.R. 2213 as amended. When I introduced the bill originally, it did include a simple extension of the dairy price support program due to expire at the end of this year, but even that provision has been removed from the amended version. Mr. Speaker, I reserve the balance of my time.